Coinbase and Fannie Mae just made crypto-backed mortgages a reality. Coinbase and fintech mortgage lender Better Home & Finance, BTR, announced on March 26, 2026, that homebuyers can now pledge Bitcoin or USDC as down payment collateral on Fannie Mae-backed conforming mortgages. The loans carry the same consumer protections as traditional mortgages, and borrowers retain ownership of their crypto throughout the life of the loan. The product is structured to avoid the taxable event that would otherwise occur if a borrower sold crypto to fund a down payment. Better is a Fannie Mae-approved lender, which means these loans meet the same underwriting standards as conventional mortgages and can be sold into the secondary market. How the collateral structure works: borrowers pledge BTC or USDC held on Coinbase as down payment collateral. The crypto stays in a segregated Coinbase account and is not sold at origination. If the borrower makes all payments on schedule, the collateral is released when the loan is paid off or refinanced. The critical difference from crypto lending products: there are no margin calls. If Bitcoin drops 40% tomorrow, the lender cannot force a liquidation. The only trigger for liquidation is 60 days of missed mortgage payments, the same delinquency standard that applies to any conventional mortgage. This eliminates the volatility risk that has historically made crypto collateralized lending dangerous for borrowers. Rates are 0.5 to 1.5 percentage points above standard 30-year mortgage rates, depending on the borrower's credit profile and loan-to-value ratio. On a $400,000 loan at current rates, that translates to roughly $120 to $360 more per month compared to a traditional mortgage. Why Fannie Mae backing matters? Fannie Mae is a government-sponsored enterprise that backs roughly $4 trillion U.S. mortgages. Its stamp on these loans means they meet conforming loan standards, qualify for secondary market sale, and carry the same regulatory protections as any other Fannie Mae mortgage. This is not a crypto lending protocol or a DeFi experiment. It is a conventional mortgage product distributed through existing housing finance infrastructure, with crypto serving as the collateral layer. For lenders, Fannie Mae backing reduces their risk. For borrowers, it means access to standardized terms, rate transparency, and foreclosure protections that crypto lending platforms have never offered. The down payment gap. These loans target Better's founder, Vishal Garg, frame the product around a specific problem. 41% of American families do not purchase homes because they lack sufficient liquid funds for a down payment, even when they hold savings in other forms. A crypto holder sitting on $80,000 in Bitcoin, who needs $60,000 for a down payment, currently has two options: sell and pay capital gains tax, or do not buy the house. This product creates a third option: pledge the Bitcoin, keep the upside exposure, skip the tax bill, and close on the house. We would have funded maybe $40 billion more of consumer demand over the past few years, Garg said, referencing the volume of potential borrowers who held crypto but lacked traditional liquidity. Coinbase described the product as American as apple pie. What this means for crypto card holders: the announcement lands during a period of broad market weakness. Bitcoin is trading at $69,400 as of March 26, 2026, down 3.4% in the past 24 hours, with the fear and greed index sitting at 30, fear. ETA is at 2072, 5.5%, and SOL at 8771, 5.7%. For crypto holders in the U.S., the mortgage product fills a gap that crypto cards and spending products cannot. Cards let you spend against your holdings. This lets you borrow against them for the largest single purchase most people ever make. The tax optimization alone could be worth tens of thousands of dollars for holders with large unrealized gains. The restriction to BTC and USDC also signals which assets traditional finance considers mortgage-grade collateral. Bitcoin's deep liquidity and stablecoin peg stability passed the bar. Everything else, for now, did not. Risks worth noting: the product is not risk-free. Borrowers are still exposed to Bitcoin price risk on their collateral. If BTC drops significantly, and the borrower later needs to sell to cover other expenses, the collateral may be worth less than when it was pledged. The no-margin call structure protects against forced liquidation, but it does not protect against opportunity cost. There is also the rate premium. Over a 30-year loan, an extra percentage point adds up to tens of thousands of dollars in additional interest. Borrowers need to weigh whether retaining crypto exposure and avoiding a taxable event justifies that cost compared to simply selling, paying the tax, and locking in a lower rate. Better has not disclosed maximum loan amounts, geographic restrictions beyond the U.S., or whether the product will expand to additional crypto assets. Those details will likely determine how much volume the program actually generates.